Hey Soraya, how was your ride?
Hi Devin, it was great. I rode all the way to the beach and back today.
That's a long ride.
I guess so, but it's good training. And I feel so inspired ever since I started reading that book about Arthur Richardson.
Who is Arthur Richardson?
Richardson was an Australian adventurer in the 19th century. He was the first person to ride all the way around Australia on a bicycle.
A bicycle?
Yeah, just a regular push bike. He travelled 18,507 kilometres, heading north from Perth in 1899 and finishing where he started a year later. And he did it all alone.
Wow, I get tired just riding to the grocery store sometimes. I can't imagine covering that kind of distance.
Neither can I. And in those days, the highways weren't anything like what we have now. At many places along the way, he couldn't even pedal. He had to carry his bike on his shoulders or push it through the sand.
I guess he didn't have GPS either.
No, nor electric lights like the ones we have today. The bikes didn't even have brakes or gears, and there were no mobile phones if you needed to call for help. Apparently, Richardson left Perth with just 11 kilograms of equipment and a Colt pistol. The amazing thing is that this wasn't even his first long-distance ride. In 1896, he crossed the Nullarbor Plain in the middle of Australia.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. He rode from Coolgardie, a small town in Western Australia, to Adelaide in just 31 days.
It must have been boiling out there. I've heard it can get over 40 degrees in the Nullarbor.
You're right. And in summer, the temperature can reach 50. Richardson said it was so hot it felt like 1,000 degrees in the shade. But it also gets very cold at night. In winter, the temperature often drops below freezing.
I don't know how Richardson did it. He sounds like a very determined guy. Me, I think I'd prefer to stay on the couch.
You are a bit of a couch potato, Devin.
I guess I am. Have you ever thought about doing a ride like that, Soraya?
I have thought about it, and maybe one day I will. Lots of other cyclists have tried to follow in Arthur Richardson's footsteps, or tyre marks, I guess. Each year, riders from around the country attempt the Indian Pacific Wheel Race. It's a solo trip from Perth to Adelaide, across the desert, like the one Richardson did, and then all the way to Sydney Harbour. It's 5,500 kilometres in total.
5,500 kilometres? What do you get at the end of it?
Nothing. There's no prize money, and there's no trophy. The only reward is the sense of achievement, I suppose, and a long shower when you're finished.
That doesn't sound like much of a prize, Soraya.
Maybe not to you, Devin. But just getting to the finish line would be incredible enough for me. I think I'd like to do the Indian Pacific Wheel Race at least once in my life, but it's going to take a lot of training. You know, I have a spare bike, if you'd like to do the race with me.
Sorry, Soraya. I don't think I'll be joining you for a journey like that. You couldn't pay me to sit on a bicycle for that long.